Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS, the podcast. Let's get into it. Reinvent 2023 cost optimization highlights that you were not expecting. That's not me editorializing. That's the actual title of the blog post. And it's relevant to my interests. Stephanie Gooch wrote it, and she's new to me. And she also apparently hosts a whole AWS Twitch show on cost optimization that I'll need to MST3K from the cheap seats one of these days. Anyway. One caution I throw around the blog post is the emphasis on CloudWatch logging costs. Stephanie isn't at all wrong in what she says, but a nuance that might well sail past folks is that it's not the storage costs that spike CloudWatch log bills, but rather the ingest charges. The standard tier costs 50 cents per gigabyte to ingest. The less fully featured CloudWatch logs infrequent access tier costs 25 cents to ingest. And storing logs from either of those two costs only 3 cents per gigabyte per month. Too many folks see the logging costs spike, figure it's all their old logs, delete them, and don't realize any meaningful savings whatsoever. Meanwhile, the applications that are still spewing debug traces continue to do their thing uninterrupted. Oso makes it easy for developers to build authorization into their applications. With Oso, you can model, extend, and enforce your authorization as your applications scale. Organizations like Intercom, Headway Product Board, and PagerDuty have migrated to Oso to build fine-grained authorization backed by a highly available and performant service. Check out Oso today at osohq.com. That's osohq.com. Five things to consider when choosing your cloud provider. I wish this would be a little more honest about the obvious. We believe that AWS is the best place to run cloud workloads, and here are some aspects we think may be overlooked when you're making a decision, is a lot better than this thing's attempt at faux objectivity. Announcing CDK Migrate, a single command to migrate to the AWS CDK. I need to actually try this. I can see a bunch of ways it goes bad, but not a whole lot that go well. Combined with the other launch that imports existing apps into CloudFormation, it provides a bright new day for us to turn ClickOps into something maintainable, if it works. Accenture creates a regulatory document authoring solution using AWS Generative AI services. I did something vaguely similar last week myself. I needed a starting template for a DR policy document and was discouraged by a blank page. The trick, as I learned, was not to tell ChatGPT to do it all in one go. Rather, I explained what I was trying to do, gave some context, and then instructed it to ask me questions until it had enough information to draft the document. It was awesome. Busy work just became a lot less busy. No one is excited by the prospect of building permissions except for the people at Oso. With Oso's authorization as a service, you have building blocks for basic permissions patterns like RBAC, REBAC, ABAC, and the ability to extend to more fine-grained authorization as your applications evolve. Build a centralized authorization service that helps your developers build and deploy new features quickly. Check out Oso today at osohq.com. Again, that's osohq.com. Using one-click unsubscribe with Amazon SES, this is important. There are upcoming requirements for one-click unsubscribes. Given that I have some experience with large email systems, this is a bit trickier than it sounds like. Take, I don't know, the Last Week in AWS newsletter edition that, you know, I email out, that is the written form of this podcast, lastweekinaws.com. As I figured out years ago, when I was building an anonymizing aggregate click counter, which is a tale for a whole nother time, some people will click any and every link contained within an email within seconds of my sending it out. In fact, some of them will click those links even if they're single pixel click targets, or even completely hidden due to CSS. What's happening is that their email providers are validating that none of those links lead to malware or other spam-heavy sites. You've got to be careful that you don't wind up with people who have affirmatively decided to receive your emails, aren't having automation inadvertently unsubscribe them from things they want to receive. Of course, if they want to stop hearing from you, you should and must honor that immediately. And a decent post on how to interconnect AWS CloudWAN core networks. I recently spoke with an AWS customer using CloudWAN who absolutely adored it, but unfortunately, I haven't gotten to play with it myself yet because there's a fair bit of cost involved in just getting its baseline set up, and frankly, I've had bigger fish to fry. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm Corey Quinn. Let's continue.